Women have served in America's armed forces officially since World War I, though we sometimes hear legends of women serving in the Civil War and even the American Revolution. Though many American women have seen combat in recent years, they've been formally barred from applying for combat-related positions, such as commanding a tank. But that's changed. The Pentagon now says all occupations will be available to women who qualify. Current State's Kevin Lavery reports on how this momentous policy change will impact our troops based in Michigan.
In 1997, actress Demi Moore starred in G.I. Jane. The film's premise was revolutionary. A female sailor who tries out for one of the military's most elite special forces, the U.S. Navy SEALs.
Why don't you quit, O'Neill?
Treat me the same, no better, no worse.
Damn, that girl is good.
There's a lot of people that don't want to see you finish.
I'm going to go through with this.
Fast forward 18 years to 2015 and Defense Secretary Ashton Carter's historic announcement on December 2nd.
Women will now be able to contribute to our mission in ways they could not before. They'll be allowed to drive tanks, fire mortars, and lead infantry soldiers into combat. They'll be able to serve as Army Rangers and Green Berets, Navy SEALs, Marine Corps infantry, Air Force parajumpers, and everything else that was previously open only to men.
So how does the Pentagon's announcement translate to our troops in Michigan? To find out the answer, I spoke with Sergeant Major Bonnie Colliday, a 27-year veteran of the Michigan Army National Guard, and I asked her just how close female soldiers actually get to combat.
In my opinion, they have been close to the battlefield for quite some time. For instance, let's use truck drivers. They're out there all the time. It just was not in a specific military occupational skill, if that makes sense. We have female engagement teams that were going on for quite some time in Afghanistan. Those were female troops that were out there directly coordinating with the local populace. So, I mean, I think it's more official by opening these occupational skills, but I think they've actually been performing these duties through the past conflicts.
So there have been many support roles that women have played that have put them in combat situations, but up to now, if you were a woman, you could not specifically enlist or become an officer to become something in a combat field.
Correct. Some of the occupational skills within the military, they had different physical demands that essentially some females may not have been able to handle those roles. But I think since the announcement, they've since realized that just as some males may not be able to meet those physical demands, some females can meet those physical demands.
We're talking with Sergeant Major Bonnie Colliday of the Michigan Army National Guard headquarters based in Lansing. And I understand that you're not a policymaker in the Pentagon, but what are your feelings on why the military has been reluctant to have women in combat roles? Is it physical strength? Is there worry about hazing or sexual harassment? Is it a composite of a lot of concerns?
In my opinion, yes. I think it also stems from logistical requirements. There are requirements for separate billeting areas, separate latrines, separate shower facilities. All that stuff has to be put in place before you can integrate females into an organization, as well as the training that I indicated earlier.
How long has the Michigan Army National Guard been preparing for this announcement and trying to bring women up to speed in what will one day be combat roles for them?
In June of 2015, the Michigan Army National Guard started integrating females into combat engineer units. In October, we received notification that we would start integrating females into the field artillery. And actually, the Michigan Army National Guard had its first female field artillery officer graduate December of 2015.
And that soldier is Second Lieutenant Mary Connolly. When I caught up with her to talk with her about her achievement, her response was what you might expect of a soldier, stoic.
Well, thanks, but I mean, this, I don't really see it as anything other than just me doing my job. I'm not really much of a novelty, I don't think.
Well, how long have you been in the Michigan National Guard?
I commissioned in January of this year, so almost a full year now, and I've been in the military for 3 years in January.
Okay, so through like an ROTC program?
I was with the reserve unit prior to my commissioning for 2 years. I was a cadet, so I was mostly there to watch, but it was a quartermaster company, the 431st quartermaster company from Battle Creek.
In the Army, quartermaster means supply?
Yeah, supply logistics. They mostly worked with fuel.
Was field artillery something that you had envisioned yourself doing when you came into the Guard? Was that a deliberate career choice? How did you find yourself in that particular field?
Well, I looked at a lot of different branches at first, and I saw some presentations from each branch, and the field artillery kind of caught my eye. So when it came time to assess, I asked my recruiter to see if there were any openings for field artillery officers in the National Guard, and he found a couple, and I got sent to the 119th. So that was pretty much all there was to it.
So as you say, you've been in the military for about 3 years now, and back then when you first joined, did you consciously or even unconsciously say to yourself, well, I'm a woman, they're not going to send me into combat, and obviously that has changed even just this month.
Well, I didn't think that way. There, no matter what your MOS is, I think that if you get sent over to a combat zone, you're going to see fighting. And I know that some of the people that I worked with in one of our sister units when I was with a quartermaster company that was a transpo company, they were saying that their MOS saw the most casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan because they were always the ones getting ambushed. So it's not really so much the combat MOS that necessarily means you're going to be seeing fighting. And that's why we say every soldier will be a rifleman.
Well, now that it's actually official, do you have any specific thoughts or feelings one way or the other about the Defense Department's new stance on formally opening up all positions, combat or otherwise, to women?
I don't think it'll make much of a difference one way or the other. I don't think that they're going to change the standards. And I don't think that I would ever want to do anything other than field artillery. Like, I wouldn't ever want an infantry position, but I know that there are women out there who are way better than me who could probably do it.
That tells me, Mary, that you probably don't view your own personal mission in the Army any differently now that the door has been formally opened.
No, not at all. I don't think many people really do.
Second Lieutenant Mary Connolly is the first female soldier in the Michigan Army National Guard to complete the Field Artillery Officer course. Lieutenant Connolly, thank you so much for your time today and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
We're talking with Sergeant Major Bonnie Colliday of the Michigan Army National Guard headquarters based in Lansing. As a woman yourself, as a Sergeant Major in the Army, you've been in the Army for 25 plus years. How do you feel about this personally?
I personally am ecstatic about them opening all occupational skills to females. I think that many females can stand up just as well as men stand up. It's in an individual. You may not have every female that will meet the standard to gain the occupational skill, but again, not every male can meet that standard either.
What have some of your female colleagues, fellow soldiers, been saying since this announcement was made some 2 weeks ago?
I believe they're very excited for the opportunity. During my career, I started as a ammunition specialist, and after probably about 5 or 6 years, I went over to the engineer brigade. I was a bridge crew member, which at the grade of E8 consolidated into a combat engineer. Because females were excluded from those positions, I then had to change to another military occupational skill, which was military police, in order to be promoted. With them broadening the occupational skills to open them to all females, this will allow a female to be the subject matter expert throughout her career in one field. I'm very excited, and I think most females and males are very excited for this opportunity.
So back early in your career when that was happening, did that feel unfair to you, or did you just resign yourself to the fact that this is the armed forces and fair's got nothing to do with it?
I'm in the military. I do what I'm told. I follow orders, and I have learned a lot in my career by holding multiple MOSs or military occupational skills. However, do I think I could have performed a position as an EA combat engineer just as well as the majority of males out there? Absolutely.
Sergeant Major Bonnie Colliday with the Michigan Army National Guard. We've been talking about the recent implementation, the announcement that all combat roles will be open to female troops, announced by the Secretary of Defense, Ash Carter, on December 2nd. We've been talking about how the Michigan Army National Guard has been preparing for that time. Sergeant Major Colliday, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.